Bringing it back to Rosie on the House. We're in the last segment. We prevented someone from slipping in the shower, breaking their jaw on the grab bar, and they're bruising their ribs on the curb.
You don't usually go so dark. I don't know what this is about.
Precautionary measures.
Right here. That's right. Just trying to keep the family safe. That's all. At Rosie on the House, that's what we do every Saturday morning. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in. 1-888-767-4348. Broadcasting live from the Ocotillo Room of the Francisco Grande Resort in Casa Grande, Arizona. Here with homeowners from all across the state that we invited to join us and visit about what we might be able to do better to help serve their needs as the Arizona homeowner. And we've got a particular homeowner that has a question live from the audience right now. George, thanks for coming in yesterday and spending all day with us.
Thank you for having us.
And what did you think? Had you ever been here before to the Francisco Grande?
No, I've been like everyone else, just driving past.
What do you think?
It's definitely worth a visit.
Kind of a little diamond in the rough out here.
Definitely.
Little own oasis.
Yes.
Now, we, Focus Insurance, paid for your room last night.
Thank you.
And where did they put you in the tower?
On the fifth floor.
That's pretty nice, isn't it?
Nice view.
Every room has its own balcony.
Very nice.
Were you up early enough to see that sunrise?
No, we actually slept in a little late.
Okay, well, that's all right. Very good. Well, you had a particular question on home improvement or home remodeling.
Remodeling.
I gathered from yesterday's input that you and your wife, Susan, do quite a bit of home improvement.
Yes. And this particular question is in regards to we had laminate flooring put in.
Okay.
And now the seams are separating. And we've had the original installer out, and they said it was a manufacturing defect.
Okay. That's usually what they all say.
And we've been in touch with the manufacturer, and they say it's an install error.
Okay.
And I'm kind of curious what the next step would be, how to resolve this.
Did you buy the laminate flooring and hire somebody to install it, or did the installer?
We purchased the flooring and had them install it.
Okay, that's why they're playing each other against themselves, is the installer wants to be able to use that as a excuse to not be liable for the installation. But there's a very intricate little law at the Registrar of Contractors that says if you handled the material, you're responsible for the material. Ah. Yeah, that's what the installer is going to say, too. Ah. But here's what I generally do when I get into a finger-pointing situation like that. I reduce it to writing, and I write a letter. The manufacturer of the flooring has a local rep here somewhere, okay?
Right.
And I make sure they get a copy of the letter, and I make sure the installer gets a copy of the letter, and I sign my name on it, and then I say, P.S., if we can't solve this quickly, I'm going to bring the Registrar of Contractors in the situation.
Right, okay.
He is a licensed, bonded, insured installer?
Yes.
Okay, well, then that's going to end up being your hook, because the Registrar of Contractors will hold him liable for the material that he installed. And that's why a lot of licensed, bonded, insured contractors won't put in a product that a homeowner buys.
Interesting. So he actually took a chance.
Yeah. And there's a lot of guys that will do that, but because he made no overhead or profit on the material, he had no cushion built into the job to take care of the problems.
Okay, so that's why he's backing away
from it.
That's
why he's trying to back away from it.
trying.
So, but now you've got the hook you need. Start with a letter and see. I've always found that when you reduce the complaint to the facts and a letter, we're helping a young first-time home buyer right now out in North Phoenix that was just mistreated by the real estate agent, was mistreated by the termite company, was mistreated by the flooring contractor. I mean, they just took advantage of this poor first-time buyer. And we reduced a letter in writing, and I addressed it to all of them, and I said, now, look, we're going to get together and solve this. And
right.
We're going to solve it, as gentlemen around a table. That's where you're going to want to solve it, because if you make me mad and we don't solve it that way, you're not going to like where I take you.
Right. Okay. We want to keep it civil.
Right.
I understand that.
So, but reducing it to writing with the facts and getting it out to everybody, and I always send it certified mail, return, signed receipt.
Okay. And then both our companies have actually been... we've been emailing, so there's a paper trail there.
Okay, good. So. Well, very good. Well, good luck. And, again, thank you for the input you gave our group yesterday, and thanks for taking the time to carve a weekend out and come spend it with us.
It was wonderful. Thank you. Right. We're enjoying the show. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a million.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. We have bottom of the hour news coming up here. And
that can wait.
That can wait. There's a lot of things we can do, but we can't stop the clock. I do see Kim still here, but I haven't seen John because we have a couple more pictures that came in on some tree identification. I'm going to have him answer before we let him out of here for the day. Kim's giving the thumbs up. She'll make sure he sticks around for a little bit longer. And
10 o'clock, we're talking risky remodels. I'm going to invite Tom Riley up here for the next few minutes, and we're going to talk about risky remodels above the rim.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.